Brilliance of Ramadan, 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 brilliance of Ramadan. Brilliance of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma ba'ad Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hand with him on the day of judgment. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک و اصحابک یا حبیب اللہ. Dearest viewers of مدنی چینل, الحمدللہ عز و جل, once again blessed with this opportunity to learn ilm-e deen. Today's discussion is about Khatun-e Jannat, her glory, her virtues, her status. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll try to cover many aspects of her blessed life. Hazrat Sayyidina Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I requested my mother, please grant me permission so I can present myself in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and perform Salatul Maghrib behind him in his iqtida, and I may request in his holy court that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam may make dua for me and for my mother. Hazrat Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I presented myself in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I read Salatul Maghrib behind him. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam became free from namaz and he wanted to go towards his Hujra Sharif, so I started walking behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard that somebody is following me, and he said, who is there? And then he himself said, is it Huzaifa? He says, I said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what is your need? And then he said, Ghafarallahu laka Wali ummika, that may Allah forgive you and your mother. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, an angel came down on the earth. He sought permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he wants to come and present his salam, his greeting in my court, and to give me good news, basharat. Bi anna Fatimata Sayyidatu Nisai Ahlil Jannah wa anna al-Hasana wal-Husayna Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah. It means that Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha is leader of the women of Jannah, and Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, they are the leaders of the youth of Jannah. Subhanallah. In this hadith mubarakah we learn that Aqaid Alam Nure Mujassam Shah Adam Bani Adam, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, recognized Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu from his back, and he also came to know the hajat, the need which was hidden in his heart. And without he expressing what was his need, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for him and for his mother. So from here we learn that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is blessed with the knowledge of unseen, to the extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would even know the state and the condition and the language of animals, trees and stones. It is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif that Rasul Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, Uhudun jabalun yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu, that Uhud pahad, Uhud mountain loves us and we love it. Therefore Imam Ahl Sunnat Sayyiduna wa Mawlana Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Fazil Barelvi Navvarallahu Marqadahu wa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says it very beautifully, aur koi ghaib kya tum se niha ho bhala, jab na khuda hi chupa tum pe karodon durood. Which means, Ya Rasulullah, your shan and your glory is very great. On the night of Mi'raj, you were blessed to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your physical eyes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghaibul ghaib. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed himself to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this was the great fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Ala Hazrat says, when the biggest secret of this universe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not hidden from you, Ya Rasulullah, then how can something else be hidden from you, Ya Rasulullah? May the billions of blessings and peace be upon you. Hazrat Sayyiduna Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports this hadith, and from this hadith we learn the greatness of Khatun Jannat Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and also the grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hasanain Karimain, Tayyibain Tahirain, Sayyidain Jaleelain, Qamarain Shahidain. Their shan and their glory is also evident from this hadith mubarakah. Kya baat raza us chamanistan karam ki, zahra hai kali jisme Hussein aur Hasan phool. This is another beautiful couplet written by our Imam Sayyiduna wa Maulana Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Fazl Barelvi Navvarallahu Marqadahu. It means that, O Raza, what a great status of this great garden of mercy and rahmah, the bud of which is Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the flowers of which are Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. Shaykhul Hadith Hazrat Allama Maulana Abdul Mustafa A'zami alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi says that Hazrat Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha is the youngest daughter of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But she was most beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Her name is Fatima, and laqab, the title, is Zahra and Batul. Hazrat Imam Abdul Rahman bin Ali Jawzi alayhi rahmatullah al-qawi says that Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha was born 5 years before the i'lan, the announcement of nabuwat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha is granted many beautiful titles, and some of which, inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to read so we can understand how great is this blessed personality. She is called Ummus Sadat, that she is the mother of Sadat, the Sayyids. Makhduma Kainat, that whole world, entire world, is servant to her. Dukhtare Mustafa, she is the beloved daughter of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Banue Murtada, she is wife of Hazrat Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada, Shere Khuda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sardare Khawateen Jahan wa Jina, she is leader of the women of this dunya and the paradise. Hazrat Sayyida, she is Sayyida, she is leader. Tayyiba, she is purer. Tahira, she is pure. Fatima Zahra, her name is Fatima, and the meaning of Fatima will be explained inshallah in this discourse. And she is Zahra. Zahra is flower, and Batul, Batul means separated from every wrong, from every evil. Zakia, also pure, and chaste. Radia, pleased with taqdeer, pleased with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Murdiya, that she is favorite of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abida, she is worshipper. Zahida, she has no interest in worldly affairs, Muhaditha. She is scholar of Hadith, Mubarakah, she is blessed. Zakiya, she is pure. Azra, she is chaste. Khairun Nisa, she is best of women. And Sayyidatun Nisa, she is leader of women. Khatun Jannat, the lady of Jannat. Mu'azzama, highly honored and respected. Ummul Had, mother of guidance, or people that are guided. Ummul Hasanain, she is mother of Hazrat Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the reason for the name Fatima. Aqaidu Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, innama summiyat Fatimatu لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ فَتَمَهَا وَمُحِبِّيهَا عَنِ النَّارِ. That my daughter, her name was kept Fatima because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set her and all those who love her free from Jahannam. Subhanallah. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala reports that Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, inna Fatimata ahsanat farjaha faharramallahu dhurriyataha ala an-nar. No doubt Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha protected her chastity, protected her honor, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set her children free from the hellfire. And Hazrat Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that I asked my mother regarding Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. She said, kanat kal qamari Laylatil Badri, that she was so beautiful, so full of noor and light, that like the 14th night of moon. The 14th night of moon is full with light and it's beautiful. So she compared her beauty and light and nuraniyat with the 14th night of moon. Sharih Mishkat Hakimul Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi alayhi rahmatullah al ghani, he gives commentary on this hadith mubarakah about the name and the laqab of Fatimah al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set Bibi Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha free, her children and her muhibbin from the hellfire because her name is Fatima. Because when she lived in the dunya, she was separated from dunya, disconnected from dunya. She had no interest in the affairs of dunya, and for that reason her laqab, her title became Batul. And Zahra means bud, a young flower which is about to complete, and that's very beautiful and it has beautiful smell and fragrance. So she is called Zahra Kali, a bud. She was bud of Jannat. So she never had a situation like the other women experience. For example, haiz and nifas and etc. the fragrance of Jannat would emanate from her body, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would smell. And for that reason, she is called Zahra. And she is called Tahira and Zakiya, which means she is pure, pak and saf, because from the childhood she became pure and pak with the nazar-e-karam, with the tarbiyat and upbringing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then she was blessed naturally with many other beautiful qualities, such as she would never have hayz and nifas. She was munazzah and mubarra and pure from these things. As it is said by Hazrat Sayyidina Allama Alauddin Ali Muttaqi Hindi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and he reports a hadith mubarakah that Aqaidu Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that my daughter Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha is hoor in the form of human being. She is maiden of Jannat in the form of human being, and she is pure from hayz and nifas. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khatam al-mursaleen rahmatul lil alameen. Janab Sadiq Amin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that, O Fatima, he addressed Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he said, with your anger, the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal appears, and with your rada, with your pleasure, the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal appears. Aqaidu Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Fatima is part of my body, and whatever she dislikes, I dislike, and whatever she likes, I like. And on the day of judgment, accept my nasab and sabab, which means my relationship, my blood relationship and my in-law relationship. All other relationship would be cut off. Only my relationship would be intact. Aqaidu Alam Nure Mujassam Shah Adam O Bani Adam, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Fatima is leader of all the women of Jannah. And he further said, Fatimatu bid'atum minni, faman aghdabaha aghdabani. That Fatima is part of me, she is part of my body. Whoever made her angry, he has made me angry. And in one riwayat it is said that her worry is my worry and her pain is my pain. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ummul mu'mineen Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha says that I've never seen anyone who is more similar to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in walking, in looks, in the style of talking than Hazrat Fatima Afifa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And when Hazrat Fatimah Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha would come to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand up to welcome Hazrat Bibi Fatimah Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he would hold her hand and kiss her hand and make her sit on his place. And whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to visit her, she would stand up to show respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She would kiss hand of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she would make him sit at her place. Subhanallah, what a wonderful demonstration of love between the father and the daughter. Ummul Mumineen, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa, Tayyiba Tahira Abida Zahida, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, says that the princes of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khatun Jannat, Hazrat Bibi Fatimah Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she was walking exactly like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw her, he said, "Oh my daughter, marhaba, welcome." Then made her sit, then whispered in her ear. After hearing whatever was told to her, she started crying, and she cried a lot. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw her condition, her restlessness, then he whispered something in her ear, and then she started laughing. So Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala says that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up, I asked Khatun Jannat, "What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told you?" Khatun Jannat radiallahu ta'ala anha replied, "I would not give away the secret of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Hazrat Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam apparently departed from this world, then I said to Bibi Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha that whatever right I have over you, I give you qasam of that haq. Please tell me, what was said to you that you first cried and then you laughed?" Khatun Jannat radiallahu ta'ala anha said that, "I will tell you now. First time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whispered in my ear, and he said that every year Jibreel Amin comes and he makes daur of Quran Pak with me. Daur is that one person reads and other person listens, and vice versa. And this time he came twice, and the daur was done twice. Now I think that my time has come near to depart from this world. So you should fear Allah Azza wa Jal, and you must exercise patience. Indeed, I'm your best guide and leader." Khatun Jannat said that when I heard that, I started crying. And then when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw my agony, my restlessness, my pain. Then he again whispered something and he said, Ya Fatimatu, ala tardina antakuni sayyidata nisa'i ahl jannah aw nisa'il mu'mineen. That, O Fatima, are you not pleased with this? That you are the leader of the wives of people of Jannah. Oh, you are the leader of the wives of believers. Khatun Jannat radiallahu ta'ala anha says that after hearing this, I became happy and I started laughing. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, from this discourse we learn that Khatun Jannat, Hazrat Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, was identical to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from head to the toe. And we also learn that in her style, in walking, in talking, she was identical to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we learned that when Khatun Jannat Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha would come to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand up to welcome her and will make her sit at his place. And we learn that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam trained her so beautifully that she remained pure in her whole life. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that, Oh my daughter, as you remain tayyiba and tahira and muttaqiya and sabira in my apparent life, so when I depart from this world, you should be firm on those footings and you should remain on these beautiful qualities and you be patient and you have sabr. So after my departure, you should not be beating yourself or mourning like the many other women do. They pull their hair, they beat their faces, etc. Now, crying is natural. The natural cry is allowed, but mourning and taking out voices of sadness and sorrow and pulling hair or beating the face or doing something similar to it is not allowed. And Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was always patient. And we learned from this discourse that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted her this position that she is the leader of all the women of believers. And she is the leader of all the women of Jannah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are very fortunate as Muslims that such personalities are granted to the nation of Islam, to the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who have set beautiful and high standards. She is the role model for our mothers, for our sisters, for our daughters. So, dearest Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters, the sirat and the character of Bibi Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha must be discussed and promoted in our home by our ladies, by our sisters, by our mothers, by our daughters, so they can take guidance and follow her seerah and her lifestyle and live a pure and pious life with full piety and chastity. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Brilliance of Ramadan, 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 brilliance of Ramadan.